Time and again, I have tried to prove one thing through different examples. Narcissists are hypocrites who only think about themselves. They are the people who change their entire value system, their feelings, their beliefs, their morals, depending on their motives. The same happens when you fall ill versus when they fall ill. When they fall ill, they want all the attention. They want everybody in the environment to cater to their needs, and they become quite docile. But when you fall ill, they show zero consideration towards your pain. Let's talk more about this in today's episode. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. Today in this episode, we're going to compare what happens when you fall ill versus when the narcissist falls ill, how they behave and so on. If that sounds interesting and you are eager to explore this comparison with me, please subscribe before we begin. Because as I always say, your subscription to the channel helps spread awareness about narcissistic abuse. We'll begin with understanding how a narcissist behaves when you fall ill. And to understand things better, I have prepared a skit. Let me show it to you. Why haven't you woken up already? Who'll get these children ready for school? Look at this house, look at the condition. I go out, I earn, and I have to come back to this. I have to get ready for office. Come on, wake up, leave this bed already. Oh my God, my head is killing me. I have a high fever, my body is breaking down, I feel so tired. I am sick. I can't do it today. Can you please take care of these children, get them ready? Please, I request you. I just can't. I just feel so tired. Oh. When will you get over making a mountain out of a molehill? It's a simple headache. Why are you exaggerating things? I know you're not having any fever. You're not sick. You just don't want to do things. You don't want to take care of these children. You do not want to take any responsibility. You are an escapist. I know. You just want to have it easy. You want to burden me with everything. For God's sake, have some empathy. I beg of you. Why would I fake this? I do it every single day. I don't fake it then. Why would I fake it today? And I don't understand. How can you make everything about yourself? I'm not making it about me. It is about me. I know you are creating all these difficulties intentionally for me. You want to see me fall apart, don't you? You want to see me break down. You want to see me behave this way. You want me to yell at you so that you can become the victim. I understand it. I don't know what to say to that. Okay, I'm getting up. I'll get them ready. I'm coming. For those of you who have been tortured like this by a narcissist during your sickness, the video clip might have been a difficult thing to watch. I understand it. A narcissist shows zero consideration towards you when you are sick. Because as crude as it may sound, you are of no use to them. They keep you around. They give you any attention. They breadcrumb you only in the hope of getting some return, which is supply. They want you to give them supply, be it that attention, admiration, adulation, whatever it is, even the negative fuel making you angry. Now that you are not cleaning, cooking, taking care of their children, you are not capable of being that sex toy, you are discarded momentarily. They will ruthlessly abuse you and mercilessly abandon you. They'll leave you for the wolves. You will have to take yourself to the hospital. You will have to visit the doctor's office alone. You will have to get yourself that medication. They won't show up at all. Your body may be full of stitches. You may have zero strength to talk or walk or even breathe, yet they'll still push you to cook and clean, to drop your children off at their school, to run, to just give them what they want out of you. If you fail, you are humiliated for being sick. Who does that? A monster, a person with no heart, a soulless person, an emotional zombie. The shocking thing is they may also demand sex. On one hand, you may be struggling, crying in pain. On the other hand, a narcissist will want you to give a hand. That sounds horrible, I know, but they will want it. If you don't, see the craziness, see the ruthlessness. If you do not, they will cheat on you. Who does that? And that too, while you are sick, while you are struggling with cancer, while you are getting those chemo sessions, while you're trying to fight for your life, they'll cheat on you with someone else. And later when you find out, they will blame it all on you. Well, you were not able to meet my needs, so I had to get them met somewhere else. It's a natural problem. I had to find a natural solution. What's that? One horrible story is coming up right now for me. Not mine. It's of someone I have worked with. She was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. She had to take herself to the hospital for those chemo sessions, and you know how difficult they are. She had to deal with the aftermath, and the shocking thing is, the husband, who was so loving until the diagnosis, left her, abandoned her, and cheated on her during the treatment process. You can imagine the cruelty here, the betrayal. That's why I say it's one of the biggest betrayals you can ever go through in your entire life. You could be crying and struggling, trying to fall asleep, while they'll be sleeping like a baby in the same bed. They do not want to get disturbed at any cost. If you cry louder, if you toss and turn because you're restless, they will scream at you, they'll yell at you, they'll get quite annoyed, and they'll order you to leave the room and go to a different room and cry there because they do not want to get disturbed. You are becoming a nuisance. You are making their life a living hell. What's wrong with you? They'll somehow make it about themselves. They'll make it about the work they have to go to tomorrow. They'll make it about their office and so on. But they won't step back and ask you, are you okay? How can I help you? How can I make you better? Is there anything that you need right now? No. And then come some demons who cry about narcissism being a mental health issue, mental disorder, and calls us ableists and say, how can you demonize and villainize people who are suffering? What's wrong with you? They're not suffering. They make other people suffer. We're not demonizing them. They are demonizing and villainizing themselves because of their actions. They have zero empathy. A lot of people are getting pissed because I'm talking about these micro details of things they do at a very, very micro level, and they do not want these details to be shared with everybody because they are getting exposed. People are waking up, and I'll keep doing this with your help until the very end. What were your experiences with the narcissist who hurt you when you got sick? Drop your experiences and answers in the comments below, and I hope that will help at least one survivor who may be struggling in their recovery and their journey of healing. Now comes the plot twist. Now the narcissist becomes sick and you are supposed to take care of them. Let's try to understand how they behave in those circumstances by watching a small skit together.
Oh, it seems I'm sick. Now is the time to be all kind and nice to everybody, because who knows, I may have done something wrong. Oh, it's maybe they have done something to me, I don't know, but I have to be all nice and kind, otherwise there is going to be no one there for me to take care of me. I need those medications. I need to be taken to the hospital. So yeah, you please be all nice and kind to me. Daddy is sick. I need you. I need everybody. Yeah.
Wow, I feel better now. I don't have to be afraid of anything because I don't depend on them. I am completely independent. I don't need anybody. I don't have to be kind to them because they caused it. They wished me all these bad things and impacted my health. I don't have to fear God. I don't have to fear them. I don't have to fear anyone because I'm in charge of my life and I am free. This is the reason why I call them the biggest hypocrites, because their hypocrisy knows no shame or levels. They can turn into anything or anyone if it comes to getting what they want out of a person or a situation. In this example, you saw how a narcissist behaves when they fall ill, when they need someone to be there. They'll mellow down, they'll become quite docile, they'll start behaving nicely, they'll show some remorse, they will appear apologetic. They may not openly apologize, but they'll suddenly start behaving differently, totally in an opposite way. They will try to put you on a pedestal, they might try to idolize you, and they may make it seem like you are their only source of support. They cannot make it without you, which is done on purpose to make you feel guilty, to induce fear if you're afraid of losing them, and to make you feel obligated. I remember how my father started behaving when he got COVID in the first wave. Oh, his way of speaking, the tonality changed, and he was more relaxed, it seemed, and he was subservient, compliant, and he would ask, he would take suggestions, he would listen, he would make it seem like he is connected to everybody and he depends on his family. He would talk. Back then I was in contact, or I had to be in contact. I called him and he was like, "After God, you are my only hope," and all that. I was like, wow, what a change of behavior. Reality shatters their false self, and when they fall ill, reality strikes them hard, strikes their psychotic world, and shows them a mirror, shows them the truth of who they are and fragile, how fragile they are. The irony is, they can't maintain and sustain this behavior for a long time. The moment they know they are out of the trap, they have survived that illness somehow, and they do not need you now as much as they needed you before, they flip and they become the same person, even worse than that, because they get an ego boost. See, I am bigger than that illness. I don't need anybody. I don't have to be afraid of anybody. I didn't do anyone any wrong. I am right. They caused this to me. And this kind of thinking is mostly common in paranoid narcissists who always think somebody or something is trying to attack them, trying to bring them down. They blame the cause of their illness on others, which is crazy, but that is what my father used to do as well. They won't be grateful or thankful for any of the things that you would have done for them by the time they get better. Instead, they will act entitled totally, as if you owed it to them, as if it was your job. You had to serve them, as if they control you. Your life is theirs. They will have the last say. They will say what happens to you and to your deeds. This is how they act. Grandiosity comes back, and then you see a narcissist who acts like totally fine, even though deep down those fears still live. But now in this recovered narcissist, you see them suppressed. In conclusion, a narcissist's behavior changes when they fall ill. But when you get sick, they act completely differently. They become more demanding, more controlling than ever. Punitive, vindictive, they punish you. They leave you to suffer alone. They do not offer any support. But when they start struggling with their health, they demand all support. They want everybody to leave everything behind and cater to their needs. They become docile. They change their behavior because they know by becoming this nicer version of theirs, they will get the supply they're seeking. That's why I call them users and abusers. I say they know what they are doing. Why would they need to change this behavior otherwise? They're aware. With that, let's bring this episode to an end. I hope you found it insightful. If you did, let me know in the comments. Share it with others. I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.